Election Watch.
I have no idea how I'm going to actually intro this because I haven't done a podcast in ages.
I think it's okay if it's a mess.
I mean, it's going to be a...
It's got a vibe to it.
Yeah. This is going to be clipped up and put out as a trailer. If it's okay if it's a mess, it's got a vibe to it. Absolutely. The reviews for this podcast are in, it's a mess, but it's a vibe.
It could be quite endearing.
It could be. It could also turn people off of what we're doing here. Right. That being said, hello and welcome to what is officially episode 2 of Election Watch. But let's be real. Even though we've only had one episode, I'm calling this a soft reboot. Welcome to the revised and retconned episode 1 of Election Watch. And wouldn't you know, we are here talking about the French legislative elections because we had such a successful carryover from my hour and a half of rambling about the French presidential elections that I thought, you know what, let's leave it for 2 months. So now we are back. I am delighted to be joined by Vicky, who anyone who has listened in to Expression FM news or basically anything that's been going out politically from Expression will remember as a brilliant contributor to all of our shows, pretty much all of them. You didn't miss many at all, did you?
No.
And yeah, this is the official second episode of something that is now, I'm going to say, a hybrid partnership between Expression FM News and the Politics Unboxed. And we are going to be talking, rambling, assessing, however you feel safe in describing it, our unhinged mutterings about the French legislative elections, which have now been over for a couple of weeks, and it looks like the French legislative body is headed for a vote of no confidence.